It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's estimated that 7 million Americans each year fail to claim the earned income tax credit. With that in mind, Carnegie Mellon University has partnered with the IRS to increase participation. I'm joined now by phone by CMU Associate Professor of Economics, Sourabh Bhargava. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And in studio is United Way of Allegheny County Program Manager Keandra Foster to look at how low-income families can prepare taxes as part of its free tax prep campaign. Keandra Foster, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Sourabh Bhargava, we'll start with you. Why do so many low to moderate income individuals forego earned income tax credits?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good question. And I think it's both an academic puzzle and a practical puzzle that's engaged a lot of policymakers over the years. And so, you know, I would say that traditionally economists have looked at this question and have argued that people are going to leave, the only reasons why an individual might leave such a significant amount of benefits on the table, and in the case of the earned income tax credit, as you mentioned, the non-claimants, the 7 million or so non-claimants, are leaving about a month's worth of income on the table. And so the traditional view of economists is that people who are rational and fully informed about the world would only leave that kind of money on the table if it was highly stigmatizing or if the time and effort costs of claiming outweighed the size of the benefits. And I think, you know, the rest of us have this intuition that, well, you know, this view doesn't reflect the, you know, the true psychology that underlies human behavior and particularly the behavior of a population that's under a lot of stress. And so we approached the IRS to try to study this question using a large field study. And our intuition was that it's really not about stigma or about the time and effort costs of not claiming, but the non-claiming might have something to do with the complexity of the program, the tendency of individuals to put things off that are aversive, the fact that, you know, individuals might not be aware of the entire array of, you know, benefits and credits for which they might be eligible. So there are a whole host of kind of psychologically motivated factors that we think might be causing individuals to leave quite a bit of money on the table. And that's what we tried to study in the context of this field experiment that we ran.
And does the work you've done with the IRS have the potential to impact the economy, do you think?
Well, you know, I think
sort of the idea that if you've got more money in your pocket, you might do something with it. You might spend some of that, stimulate economic activity.
Yeah, I mean, so I wouldn't see kind of these modest. We did find when we redesigned a number of the tax forms and claiming worksheets that the IRS sent out to this population that we found significant increases in take up and. It really allowed us to implicate the role of informational complexity and the lack of awareness that people had about their eligibility and the awareness that there may have been a benefit. And so I think that the study made a lot of progress towards identifying strategies to improve take-up and identifying giving further evidence to this idea that an important channel for policy, particularly for certain populations, is to use things like marketing and simplification and kind of common sense ways of reframing information. And that's sometimes more effective than, you know, raising the size of credits or changing prices. So to the extent that it affects the economy, I think that this broad enterprise of realizing that, you know, policy should be sensitive to the psychology that underlies behavior can really improve outcomes, particularly for the poor. I see that as kind of the main contribution of, you know, this study and other studies that are in recent years, that are similar, that have been done in recent years.
Keandra Foster, why do so many low-income people. I asked this question of Sirup, and I want to ask you as well. Why are people leaving so much money on the table? Why are they foregoing the earned income tax credits?
For a lot of those we've served, we've actually seen that for many of them, either they didn't know that they qualified for the credit, or they didn't know how much they qualified for, or on the other side of that, they are afraid of filing for it. They're worried that they're going to do something wrong on their taxes and they're going to be audited. And I think for a lot of people, completing your taxes during the tax season is already something that can be stressful or daunting. And so having that additional stress of trying to figure out, well, how do I claim this credit can be a lot for a lot of taxpayers.
Is there sort of an intimidating aspect of just of dealing with the IRS that I've heard it said, and I don't know if it's true for sure or not, if it's a policy thing, but that the IRS will be sure to jump on you if you have done something that prevents them from getting all the money that they should from you. But when it comes to you getting back all that you should, they are not going to go out of their way to necessarily remind you of what you should do. So you're kind of trying to figure it out, and that's hard for people.
I think we've had a very different experience, at least with this particular program. The IRS sponsors, helps us to certify tax preparers who can help people to claim valuable tax credits like the Earned Income Tax Credit. For free. So at least in this situation, the IRS is doing a lot to make sure that we get the word out there and ensure that those that are able to claim the credit can do so. The trouble is, you know, getting that word heard by those individuals and getting them into the tax sites so that we can serve them and get them that money.
If you have a comment or question for either of our guests who are experts on this earned income tax credit that you might want to take advantage of, you can call us at 412-246-2002 to join the conversation. That's 412-246-2002. We have Mike in Moon Township on the line. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for this excellent program. You guys are fantastic. I have a lot of people I know who don't make a lot of money, and I tell them to file to get the income earned tax credit, but I'm not aware if they would file for their last 3 to 7 years or how far they can go back. Would they get it that every year, or would they only get it for the year that they filed it, like this next year?
That's a great question. And Keandra, you're nodding your head. Sirup, you might have an answer. So, Keandra, we'll start with you.
Sure. You can amend your returns for up to 3 years. So if somebody has a benefit that they've left unclaimed, whether intentionally or unintentionally, for the last 3 tax years, they can amend those returns to make sure that they receive that money.
And what is the role of the Helping Families Thrive program? A lot of people have, you know, they get assistance with their tax returns, and that's not always easy for people. So I'm guessing this is a way in which you step in and do some of that.
Yeah, so Helping Families Thrive is a United Way program area where we seek to help families that are struggling or surviving move into thriving by providing services that are really central for low-income families. So the Money in Your Pocket Coalition free tax preparation program is one of the major services that we provide to make sure that families and individuals that are low-income or low-wage earners can actually get their full refund at tax time without having to spend any extra money on tax preparation.
And, Mike, that was a very good question. I thank you for raising that. And, Sirup, is that one of the things that you want to make sure you do is if the people have left some money on the table, that they can go back that 3 years that they're allowed to do that and claim that money?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And so the study that we did was focused on 40,000 non-claimants in California who hadn't claimed their credit for the prior year. And so we went back and contacted them and we, you know, varied the ways in which we contacted them in order to learn more about, you know, why individuals weren't claiming. And so to Sandra's point, I think she raised really the three kind of reasons why people are not claiming. They're not aware of the credit or they might have some confusion about their eligibility. And the third thing is, I think, really a fascinating point, and this is that there's some fear or consternation about potentially claiming something that you're not owed, and a fear of reprisals from the IRS, or a fear of being audited. And one interesting thing that we found is in a series of supplemental surveys, we asked several thousand low to moderate income individuals what they believed was the likelihood that they would get audited by the IRS, as well as their beliefs about their eligibility, et cetera. And what we found was that people believed that the audit rate was about 25%, and that was the median belief. Now, the audit rate happens to be fairly high for the low to moderate income population. Unfortunately, it's about 2%, which is about twice as high as it is for the overall population. But it really speaks to this exaggerated fear, I think, that people have, that Sandra alluded to, about the IRS and the government, and potentially claiming that something that you're not entirely sure that you're eligible for.
What kind of reaction do you get when you contact people and say, hey, by the way, did you know you're eligible for the, do they have some trepidation when you're on the phone with them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we contacted these 40,000 people through mailed notices. And what we did was we varied the complexity of the forms. We varied whether we listed the size of the benefit on the first line. We varied something very much speaking to Sandra's point about this fear, this institutional fear of the IRS. We gave some people kind of messages indemnifying them against any potential inaccuracies in their claims, and we told them, look, you're not going to get in trouble if you incorrectly claim a credit. So we try to test these different hypotheses as to why individuals are not claiming, and what we found is that if you receive in the mail a notice written in kind of standard government language and with very dense text and kind of difficult to navigate, even if that notice is telling you that you've left, $800 on the table, and all you have to do is sign and date this form and return it in a stamped enclosed envelope, a lot of people won't respond. We think because the form itself is just aversive. People put it aside, or they don't read through it, or they read it and don't fully understand it. So merely changing the layout of the form dramatically increased the likelihood of people responding and claiming their credit. So that was one of our findings. The other is that if you contact people twice instead of just once, perhaps this is intuitive, but again, you see a significant increase in claiming, which I think to a lot of economists and academics is surprising. This is a month's worth of income. And if I send you two letters instead of one, for you to then claim this large amount of money goes against some of our theories about how we thought humans, and individuals behaved.
Well, and by the way, and I'll let either of you answer this, what constitutes low to moderate income? Kiandra?
So for households that make up to $54,000, they qualify as low to moderate income for our program, so they can receive free tax preparation with one of our IRS-certified preparers. But we do also serve households with incomes up to $62,000 through our free online service. So we kind of we designate low to moderate income up to $62,000.
And we've got less than a minute left. Tell us about the Money in Your Pocket Coalition.
We are a group of human service organizations that provide free tax preparation for low to moderate income families to make sure that they're taking advantage of credits such as this one that can really help them get back on track, especially for those families that are struggling or they're trying to get back on their feet after the downturn. This makes a huge difference for them.
And tomorrow is Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. What
That's
are you
right.
doing to celebrate that or mark that day?
Yeah, so our sites actually operate specifically for the purpose of helping people access valuable tax credits such as this one. So we'll be working throughout the entire tax season to continue increasing access and awareness to these credits.
And where are the tax prep sites and how long will they be open?
We have 25 sites throughout southwestern Pennsylvania. 17 of them are in Allegheny County, and they're open throughout the entire tax season. And for our online free tax preparation service, that's also available throughout the entire tax season as well.
So it extends beyond Allegheny County, though.
That's right.
That's great. Well, I want to thank both of our guests, Sir Rob Bhargava, who is an associate professor of economics at CMU. Thank you, Sir Rob.
Thank you.
And also with us in studio, United Way of Allegheny County program manager, Keandra Foster. Thank you, Keandra.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're out of time. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow.